Morning Watch, Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 6, Experiencing and Enjoying the Divine Trinity in Full, Saturday. Related Verses, Revelation 5:6. And I saw in the midst of the throne, and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, a lamb standing, as having just been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Colossians 1:18. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might have the first place in all things. Revelation 5:5 and 12-13. And one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has overcome, so that he may open the scroll and its seven seals," saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who has been slain to receive the power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, 'To him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb be the blessing and the honor and the glory and the might forever and ever.'" Colossians 1:15 through 17 and 19 through 20. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation? Because in him all things were created, in the heavens and on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and unto him. And he is before all things, and all things cohere in him. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, whether the things on the earth or the things in the heavens. Related reading, Christ as the redeemed lamb has seven observing and searching eyes for executing God's judgment upon the universe to fulfill God's eternal purpose, which will consummate in the building up of the New Jerusalem. Therefore, in Zechariah 3:9, he is prophesied as the stone which is the top stone, with seven eyes for God's building. These seven eyes are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth, running to and fro on the whole earth. The seven spirits, as the seven eyes of the Lamb, are also for transfusing. When Christ looks at us with his seven eyes, these eyes, which are the seven spirits, will transfuse Christ's element into us. As the Lord enlightens and judges us, he looks at us, as through the seven spirits as his eyes, he transfuses himself into us for our transformation. In Revelation 1:5, Christ, the Son of God, is unveiled as the faithful witness. Although he is God, he is also the witness of God. Without him, we cannot know, see, or gain God. God is testified by him. He is the witness of the entire Godhead. Christ being the faithful witness refers to his earthly life of 33 and a half years. He was the witness, the testimony, the expression of God, testifying in his human living what God is. Many people wondered who he was. This man was God, and he witnessed God. As the living and faithful witness of God, Christ is the one who testifies God. All men know that there is God, but no one has ever seen him. However, there is a man in this universe who lived on the earth by the name of Jesus, and who was and still is the testimony of God. In Christ, we can see whatever God is. Jesus testifies God, not only by his word and deeds, but also by what he is. His being is the testimony of God. In the universe, first, God created all existing things. Second, he resurrected some of these existing things and brought them into another sphere, another realm, which is the realm of resurrection. Colossians 1:15 says that Christ is the firstborn of all creation, and in Revelation 1:5, we are told that he is the firstborn of the dead. He was the first to be resurrected from the dead, and we will follow him. Here the phrase, the firstborn of the dead, indicates the creation of God in resurrection. This signifies a new beginning. In God's first creation, there was a beginning. And in God's second creation and resurrection, there was another beginning. When we were regenerated, we experienced a new beginning in God's second creation. Christ being the firstborn of the dead refers to his resurrection. Lazarus was resurrected from the dead, but his resurrection was only temporary. Later on, he died. With the Lord's resurrection, however, death is over. He will live forever. Thus, he is truly the firstborn of the dead. The Son of God is further presented as the ruler of the kings of the earth. First, he lived on this earth as the faithful witness. Then he resurrected from the dead to become the firstborn of the dead for the church, the new creation. Today he is the ruler of the kings of the earth. In his ascension, he is ruling over the earth, the entire world, as the ruler of the kings of the earth. Having passed through incarnation, human living, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension, he has been enthroned above all the kings.